America. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we do have overload on this Wednesday, October the 4th, 2017. We're going to have a couple of interesting guests to comment on the events in Las Vegas, as well as in Catalonia. We have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us, and Lionel will be joining us also in the program. And we have breaking news that's at the top of the Drudge Report from InfoWars that the sheriff in Las Vegas says that the shooter could have been radicalized. We'll be playing that clip for you. Regardless of whether it is the shooter, whether he is a lone wolf shooter, whether there are multiple shooters, or who is behind this, or what the motivations were, we now know that we have a movement in Congress to shut down the gun liberty bills that were on their way through Congress. They got paused after the Scalise shooting, and now it looks like Paul Ryan is going to suppress them after the comments from Hillary Clinton about quote-unquote silencers, as if this was the issue. And they have found a new thing to move forward in terms of gun control. So the gun liberty bills, in terms of allowing reciprocity for people carrying, because legal jeopardy that they have set up across state lines, the idea that people will be able to shoot guns without losing their hearing, those things are going to be shut down. Well, now they're going to consider modifications to guns that could make them fully automatic, and who knows what else they're going to come out with. So we're going to be talking about that. We also have a House Democrat refusing to stand for a moment of silence for the Vegas victims. This is Democrat Congressman Seth Moulton. He defiantly announced that he will not participate in the House of Representatives' moment of silence for the victims in Las Vegas. He explains his actions by saying that, or inaction, I guess we should say, now is the time for action, not silence. Well, you know, these are the people who want to take the knee, who want to disrespect the country, the flag, veterans, and so forth, because they're concerned, they say, about police brutality. And yet they push for only the police to have weapons. That is the end game for these people. We're going to talk about the mindset behind that authoritarian dichotomy that we're being offered by these people. As I point out, Paul Ryan is now siding with Hillary Clinton to take away gun liberty bills. It would deregulate to some extent suppressors. They would still be having background checks for that, but they are not silencers. We talked a great deal about that yesterday. In other news, we have the largest hack ever. Yahoo is now admitting that the 2013 data breach that they said impacted 1 billion of their 3 billion users actually impacted all 3 billion users. This is coming at a time that our government is telling us that maybe we need to get rid of our Social Security numbers because the hacks are taking place so quickly that we need to come up with some kind of a computer ID code that the government can use so that once this information is hacked, they can reset that very quickly and easily. Yeah, the government cannot keep track of the information either, as they've demonstrated multiple times. In the NFL situation, as we're talking about taking the knee or not taking the knee, and the congressman who refuses to offer a moment of silence, we now have yet another large sponsor of the NFL pulling out, saying that the owners have shown their fans and marketing partners that they do not have a comprehensive policy to ensure that players stand and show respect for America and our flag. This is the owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country up in New Jersey. He says, as the NFL parses the important nationwide issues of social justice and freedom of speech, it is clear that a firm direction from them is not forthcoming, and we have reports that the NFL owners themselves are at war behind the scenes over the anthem protest. In private meetings, they have gone to war with each other. Some say this is disrespecting America. Some say, no, we have to defy President Trump. We have to oppose him, even if it burns down our business. And then we have a globalist Republican senator, Republican James Lankford, who pushes for DACA and other globalist issues, saying he thinks the Russians were behind this NFL protest situation. It's always the Russians. Maybe they did the Las Vegas shooting. Who knows? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. all the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. It's Wednesday, October the 4th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Joining us later in the program are going to be Dr. Steve Pachinik and Lionel. We're going to be talking to them about the situation in Las Vegas especially, but Dr. Pachinik also will have something to say about what's going on in Catalonia. We need to understand this in the larger context of the fight against globalism, in the context of why we have a Second Amendment, as we now have Paul Ryan caving on Capitol Hill to Hillary Clinton. Yes, she has silenced and suppressed any effort to relieve some of the onerous regulations on gun owners. And I know that many people in the UK and people on the left are laughing at that. But yes, they are. According to the Second Amendment, and according to the Declaration of Independence, our rights come from God. And the Second Amendment recognizes those rights. And as you regulate them, it's death by a thousand cuts. We understand where the left wants to take this. And we're going to talk a little bit about gun control. But at the same time, people are still looking at what happened here. Who was the shooter or shooters? Were there multiple shooters? Was there a single shooter? We have information breaking in both directions. But regardless of who did the shooting or why the shooting was done, I mean, whether or not this was something that was done by a lone wolf shooter, or whether or not this was something that was a conspiracy that involved ISIS, or whether it involved the government for the purposes of gun control, whether this was an act that was directed at conservatives specifically, and I believe that it was. That's why I believe that this was a lot more sophisticated than just some grumpy lone wolf shooter who may or may not have been hyped up on drugs. That's something else that has now started to come out. Anyway, we'll have to see what happens with it. But the way that you have to look at this is, how is it going to be used? Is it going to be used to shut down gun freedom? Is it going to be used to push a gun control agenda? Yes, it already has. That is immediately happening. What will happen down the road? Will it be used to push a civil war in this country? That is also looking likely as well. But let's take a look first at this breaking story that is at the top of the Drudge Report. It came from InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson. The sheriff says Las Vegas shooter could have been radicalized. Here's that clip.
Well, you heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
Okay, and you heard at the very end of it, he says he may have been radicalized unbeknownst to us, and we want to identify that source. It makes it very difficult because the guy was a 64-year-old retiree. He was not on social media, so he didn't have any kind of a profile that people could go through and ultimately find out exactly what was on this guy's mind, where he had come from. Some of that information is coming out. So we're going to take a look at the shooter and information that is coming out about that, information that is breaking that would indicate that perhaps there were other sources of this. So we're going to take a look at both sides of that. I want to take a look at gun control as well and how that is moving through. And we have a clip here from Colonel Schaefer talking about the larger issue of a civil war, of a polarization of politics that we see. And so that feeds into what we're going to talk about later, and that is what's going on in Catalonia and throughout Europe. There is a polarization that is going on. As I've mentioned before, in the 1860s, when we had our civil war, the same types of forces were at work not only in America, but also in Europe. There was a consolidation into a nationalism. And we saw a civil war happening in the 1860s at exactly the same time we had the American Civil War. In the 1860s in Italy, Garibaldi's army and others, they had a civil war. And it was being fought over the contradictory interests of the rising industrial powers and the ones who had been in power. The agrarians, the people who had essentially large control. There was a splitting into regional power centers in Italy and other parts of Europe, just as there was here in America. We had a government that was not consolidated into a central national government. People talked about the United States are instead of the United States is. They didn't have the idea of it being a single entity. And those various regional powers that we had after the War of Independence were fighting to keep their power. The same thing was happening throughout Europe. And so now we see exactly the opposite thing happening. Now we see people trying to devolve power from the center, devolve power from the globalists. And the move from globalism back to nationalism is only the beginning. We're also seeing, as part of that, the move back to regional government. And that's part of this polarization. So I want to play for you what Colonel Schaefer said. He was on Fox News, and he was talking about the fact that this was beyond dispute, that this was a deliberate act of terror. And, of course, when we talk about terror, we're talking about not just violence. Terrorism is violence for a political means. It is not just mindless violence. Yes, it is crazy. It is insane. When we look at a situation in Europe where these guys shout, Allahu Akbar, and they slit the throat of one young girl and stab another in the chest in Marseille, where this happened. One was stabbed in the chest. Another was had her throat slit. They were 17 and 20 years old. And we look at that and we say, that's an act of barbarity and brutality and insanity. And it is. But it is also a political act. You have to understand that Islam is not simply a religion. It is a religion that is inextricably connected to a political goal, a political agenda. And this shooting, I believe, regardless of who did it, as I said before, whether it was a lone wolf, or whether there are multiple shooters and a conspiracy, and whoever was behind that, if that was a conspiracy, it still had, I believe, the same goal of trying to create a civil war. It was a political goal. They were deliberately targeting conservatives, and this is what Colonel Schaefer said last night on Fox News. Let's run that clip.
CIA-trained intel operative and senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research. He's been in contact with sources in law enforcement. Tony, good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Good to see you tonight, as always.
Thank you, Martha.
What do you make of this today, given what we now know?
Well, look, I think it's shaping up to be a very deliberate act of terror. This is beyond dispute. The question becomes motive. Everybody seems to be searching for a motive. Martha, I would argue most of the clues of the motive is right in front of us. First off, this individual parallels in many ways by age and by predisposition of being unstable, the shooter who attacked Congressman Scalise back in June, the Hodgkinson attack, the very similar age, they are both considered unstable. And so in many ways, after talking to both a psychological professional and some other folks in law enforcement, there's a lot of parallels there. Let's look at the target as well. It was a politically selected target. I think the target being selected...
Yeah, pause it there for a second. Remember, too, that when we had these gun liberty bills, and I'm talking about the Hearing Protection Act and also recognizing reciprocity, some of the reforms against of laws and regulations that have been enacted against hunting. When we look at that, that was essentially paused after the Scalise shooting. You might have thought, well, that would give more impetus to allowing people to carry firearms. Many congressmen said at the time, they said, hey, we need to be able to carry firearms for our own protection. We're targets here. And yet we live in one of the tightest gun control areas in the country, in Washington, D.C. Even as congressmen who have been vetted and have concealed carry, we're not allowed to carry weapons to protect ourselves, and they don't get Secret Service protection. So they said at the very least, we have to have the ability to have that. And you would think that that would start to go through, that it would accelerate those moves. Instead, it put it on pause. Now, after this Vegas shooting, they have been shut down altogether by Paul Ryan and the establishment, including Hillary Clinton. He's now with Hillary. I guess he's with her. All right, we're going to play the rest of Colonel Schaefer's comments and other information when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Real News on this October 4th, 2017. We're going to get back to the comments from Colonel Anthony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, when we in just a moment. And then now I want to take a look at some of the gun control movements that are being presented here. The contradiction in what the left is telling us. First, we have to be concerned about the police. We have to go on a war against the police, and then they say they're too brutal, they're shooting people down in the streets, and then they tell us now only the police should have guns. Understand the problem there? As opposed to what we saw with the singer from Big and Rich, who, as they were told that there were shooters loose in Las Vegas and that they had to hunker down, there was a law enforcement agent who was unarmed because he was on his honeymoon and traveling, and even law enforcement agents find that it's very difficult to travel with their guns. So he didn't take his gun. Said, "I can't believe I don't have my gun." But he showed his ID to Rich, who was performing, and Rich said, "Well, got a gun. Here, you can have mine." That was the only gun in the place, okay? That is the difference between the conservative mindset. Say, We trust you, we'll help you, we'll work with law enforcement, we've got your back, you've got our back, that type of attitude, versus the left, which says, kill all the cops, but then only the cops can have guns. You understand how insane that is? Can you get your mind around that kind of contradictory thought? I can't. But that's the mindset of the left. And we're going to talk about that in a moment after we finish these comments from Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce now at 50% off. That is our biggest discount we've ever had on BrainForce, off of my favorite supplement that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It is a very popular nootropic, and I find that it helps me a great deal to concentrate. It helps when we have sleep deprivation. And we'll talk about the other product that helps with sleep deprivation. And there's our Wake Up America coffee. We got a discount sale on that as well in just a moment. But we also have 50% off vitamin mineral fusion formula, a great way to take all your necessary vitamins and minerals in a drink mix. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can make it taste however you want. It tastes great just mixed with water, but you can add anything that you want to that. Take all of your vitamins and minerals in a drink mix. We also have the Alexa Pure Pro and the Alexa Pure Breeze. That's our water filter as well as our air filter for your home. Both of those are 20% off. And we have InfoWars Life Secret 12, 40% off. That's our vitamin B12 liquid formula. And then what I was talking about before, the other thing that will wake you up in the morning is, of course, our Wake Up America coffee. And you can find InfoWars Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. You can get 20% off of either of those at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. That's 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America, whichever blends you choose, at if you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. Let's get back to the video where Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer was on Fox News saying that he believes that it is beyond dispute that the shooting was a deliberate act of terror that had a political agenda here. And I agree with him. I think that is true regardless of whether this was a whacked out lone wolf individual or whether this was a conspiracy. And regardless of who's behind this conspiracy, I think we can see the larger picture here is that they're trying to foment the natural divisions that we see developing across not only America, but across Europe, the desire for more local control of government. And they're going to try to exploit this into a civil war. They don't want this to happen. They can maintain control if they make it violent. And we're going to talk about that in Catalonia and Spain and the reactions to that. We have an amazing clip from Nigel Farage that I know you're going to want to hear. We also have Dr. Steve Pachinik joining us later to talk about Catalonia. But let's get back to this clip from Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer.
The target being selected, and let me say this is the perception based on available information. The perception was there's going to be a lot of pro-gun folks there, Trump supporters at this concert. So therefore, I believe the perception was by the shooter, the individual who did this, by Paddock, that this was a legitimate target of political expression. Martha, this may be something people don't like to understand, but the very reason that Hodgkinson did what he did, and I believe Paddock did what he did, is because the left has now encouraged the use of violence as an extension and use of political speech. And this is what we have to be very careful about, the slippery slope. The idea here that somehow violence can become part of someone expressing themselves, and I think that's the real danger here. Let me throw something else out there. There was no violence perpetrated against Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton during the run-ups to this election. So this has become a feature of desensitization by the left. The Kathy Griffith beheading, fake beheading the president, things like this, I think, are what's pushing a lot of folks to believe now that somehow violence is an acceptable piece of their
justified.
Politically justified. Exactly.
Well, we will see. I mean, it's an interesting theory. The other part of this is, you know, that ISIS claimed responsibility twice. And we talked to Catherine Herridge about this last night. He does not line up in any way to be the typical sort of recruit for ISIS, a 64-year-old man. But does that hold any water with you?
Yeah, 2 points to that. First, they talked about the video. I think we're going to get a lot of clues off that video. The sheriff himself, during his statement today, used the word radicalization. We're checking for radicalization. So they've got to go through all that very thorough. Obviously, the electronics. Second factor, to your point, the FBI dismissing terror within the first hours of the investigation was completely insane. The FBI has no way of knowing. I mean, for goodness sake, special counsel has been investigating the president's team for a year looking at Russia collusion. How does the FBI come to a conclusion there's no terror link, especially now, Martha, in light of the $100,000 transfer to the Philippines?
Yeah.
I'm sure he wasn't sending that money for water buffalo preservation. So I think
he may have been sending it to this girlfriend.
That's the other piece.
Was living there, and that's the other piece. We don't know if she's Filipino or not. We don't know what her background is.
But she's been upgraded to being a person of interest, which means that she's of investigative and of importance to the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, we understand that she is coming back. If she comes back voluntarily, that tells you a little something, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, she has come back
again, we believe that her work with him, that being co-located with him, she would know everything intimately, Martha, about what he was doing. You cannot get past having a house full of guns by someone who is not in the military, has no previous record of wanting to do things with guns. All of a sudden he buys these, and we're talking about I've been told an estimate of $100,000 worth of high-end weapons.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So it's clearly something
there.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, that was very interesting, and I agree with him 100% that this is something that is politicized. And as he pointed out, it matches, and the only matchup that we've had in terms of the profile of this shooter is a matchup with a shooter in the Stephen Scalise shooting, the individual who tried to take out all of the Republican congressmen at a baseball practice or softball practice, whatever game it was that they were playing. And as he was pointing out, we have the statement from the sheriff today, suggesting that there may have been a political motivation behind the massacre, saying the sheriff in Las Vegas said, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? We want to identify that source. Isn't it interesting that the FBI would immediately, as Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer said, shut down any claims of terrorism? Clearly there was terrorism involved, whether it was the individual or whether it was a broader conspiracy. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October 4th, 2017. We just played in the last couple of segments comments by former Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer talking about the Las Vegas shooting, pointing out that to him there are parallels to the shooting that took down Congressman Scalise, the shooter that was targeting all the GOP congressmen at the baseball practice. And, of course, in that particular instance, we had social media trail for that individual, and we knew what his politics were, and we had neighbors who knew him. We don't have a social media trail for the person who is the alleged shooter here. We've had his brother and long-term neighbor say, no, he had no politics, he had no religion, and yet this is clearly a political target that was selected here. And we've had multiple people talk about this. We've had a lawyer for CBS get fired because she said, these are all Trump supporters. I hope nobody survives or something to that effect. And they fired her for that. We've had multiple people talk about how these are going to be patriotic, conservative, Republican Trump supporters. We saw the video from Kaya Jones that was showing how the people there were holding up their phones like torches, their cell phones, and singing God Bless America. That's the kind of crowd it was. We know that. And so, as a matter of fact, here's another clip from CNN, another commenter yet again, talking about how these are all Trump supporters. Here's that clip.
Invariably after today and tomorrow will become a discussion of politics, of guns. It's not appropriate for that moment today.
Yes.
You will hear it from some
Got
Democrats.
It.
But what will this president do in
Cedric
that respect? Will he take a leadership role in that respect? We will, of course, watch that as the days unfold. But the president clearly, as John said, striking a pitch-perfect tone there. And something else I think to keep in mind, a lot of these country music supporters were likely Trump supporters. And this is something that, of course, is hitting the tapestry of all Americans. And there are going to be victims from across the country here. So this is something that is a national tragedy, as the president said, and the flags he also ordered at half-staff today in memory and thought of all of the victims.
And again, whether there are political or religious connections here, that is the argument, the audience that was targeted. And we have, you know, we've seen that this is something that could polarize the country, as I've mentioned before. But there's also another aspect going on here. We had Daily Mail talking about how one of the individuals who was a guitarist in one of the bands said, "That's it. I've been a Second Amendment supporter all my life. I'm done with the Second Amendment. I want the government to protect me now. I want something to be done about this. Take away our guns. I need to be protected by the government." Maybe that's part of their goal, to have a shooting targeting conservatives that they know are going to support liberty and the Second Amendment, to make them cower in fear and give up their freedom for the promise of security. And we've already seen some with the mentality of a slave jump into that. So this is something that could foment the polarization that is already present in our country, already present in Europe, to essentially bring violence into the mix. We see the younger groups that are energized by social media, the anti-fa, the fascist, anti-fascists that are out there. They're having their riots and their confrontations and using violence to shut down any independent thought or any free speech or any speech that they don't like. We played the polls, how we've got people in college that don't believe in free speech anymore. And they believe, not only do they reject free speech for people that they don't agree with, not only do they reject free speech if they are told that your speech is hateful because they disagree with it. It's very easy to label people as hateful. But they also say that they support violence against people like that. But what Colonel Schaefer was talking about was the fact that we have these older individuals. Perhaps this guy, if he is the shooter, if he's the lone wolf shooter, he matches the perspective, except we don't still exactly know what his political and religious background is. But he would, in terms of demographics, match the individual who carried out the Scalise shooting. We are finding out, and let's take a look a little bit at the shooter. And we're also going to play some of the other issues where people are still saying, is this a situation where there were multiple gunmen? And I am still not thoroughly convinced that this guy is a lone wolf shooter. Quite frankly, I am always skeptical, and I think you should be as well if you've been following our government for any particular time. You should be skeptical of anything that they say. They will tell the truth or they will lie, whatever suits them the best. They have an agenda. Sometimes they will tell the truth. Sometimes, though frequently, they will lie. Sometimes they will even lie when the truth would suit them better. And as Colonel Schaefer pointed out, is why would the FBI automatically shut down, for example, the idea that there was any political motivation or any terrorism behind this? Why would they shut that down immediately? And as we find out that there were cameras outside of the room that he was using for surveillance, or whoever was shooting was using for surveillance, and there was also a camera that was inside the room, when the information first came out, they were saying, well, he might have filmed himself as he was shooting. Now information is saying that the camera inside the room was on the thing on the door where he could see if anybody was at the door. So it gave him a viewpoint if somebody was at the door to the room, but also cameras that were in the hallway on carts and other things like that as reconnaissance to let him know if he was about to be attacked. So I'm not sure that he was filming himself or not, but they said, as they were talking about this, that the FBI immediately confiscated those cameras. So we're not going to find out. Just as we have the FBI confiscating any evidence from investigators. And we had Flight 800. I mean, they do this kind of stuff all the time. The FBI continually will shut down and cover up information that might be incriminating to them. And so we have this report that has also surfaced about a taxi driver who was outside Mandalay Bay. You'll also find this on Infowars.com. It appears to show the existence of multiple shooters during the Las Vegas Country Music Festival Sunday night. And the taxi driver, her name is Corey Langdon. She says at first it sounds like automatic gunfire. She says now it sounds like it's coming from farther away. I want you to hear the audio of this. Because the audio here, there is a striking difference in it in terms of the volume and in terms of the quality of it. And there is a big difference in time. When we hear this very loud burst, and we're going to play a couple of these things for you at the beginning, it is very loud, very close up. And then about 40 seconds later, so it's not an echo, we hear it very far off in the distance. So here's a couple of those clips. Let's play that first one. Okay, so you heard that. Now let's play that other clip where it sounds like it's much farther away.
Now it sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Yeah, you hear that? Now, Julian, let's play both of those clips back to back so people can hear them. And understand that this is not an echo. There's a 40-second difference in the actual clip. We cut it here because we're not going to sit here waiting for 40 seconds while something else happens. But we're going to play you the first clip and then what it sounds like 40 seconds away. And this is a taxi driver recording it from their car. Here's those two clips back to back. This is the second clip, 40 seconds later.
Okay, you hear that? It sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Quite a difference in the sound. Now, some people pointed out the audio fluctuations could be caused by multiple factors. It could be things like the difference in the angle which she's holding the cell phone, except she comments that to her ears, it sounds like it's a very different location, and it does. Could be echoes, except they're 40 seconds apart. Or it could be that the shooter changed locations, because when we look at that room, you know, he's got windows broken out on either side of a corner still. That is a big difference in audio. That raises some very interesting questions. And when we come back, we're going to play a report that John Bound did on that, because this is something that is very important. We understand that this is a politicized agenda. We understand that they're going to use it for multiple things, and it's important to look at what's underneath it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington?
Yeah, but
the only question
like
is,
fire
how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October 4th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we're going to play a report from John Bound that expands a little bit on that video that you heard from the taxi driver. Again, you hear very loud, fully automatic fire, and there's now some more information about those guns, and we'll talk about that in a moment. That's going to be what's behind the next push for gun control from the left, as we have Paul Ryan pushing down and suppressing and silencing the gun liberty bills that were working their way through the House. You can always count on him to be on the wrong side of every issue. That's the establishment GOP. That's why these next elections and the primaries are going to be so, so vital to this country. It is not enough to elect one individual to the presidency. As we see, it's very easy for the establishment of both parties to block President Trump. We're going to have people who are on with the Trump agenda, because we've already gone about a year into this, and so much of the Trump agenda has been blocked by these individuals. And understand that President Trump is going to be there a maximum of another 7 years. What are we going to do after President Trump is gone? Are we just going to go back to the status quo that we had before? Is everything going to rapidly be undone? The only way to keep that from happening is to have people in the Congress who are supportive of this agenda. And the time to do that is now, while we have a president who hopefully is still supportive of the Trump agenda. I want to play report from John Bound here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of a couple of the sales that we have here at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off BrainForce Plus. That's the deepest discount we've ever had off of BrainForce. And we also have at checkout, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. And that's in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP when you check out to get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America. That's the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of either one of our coffee blends that we have there. And before we go to this report from John Bound, there's one other issue here. And of course, we understand whenever there are eyewitness accounts to something, people's minds play games on them. There's a great deal of confusion. As we talked to a guy who was in the kill zone yesterday, he said he wasn't sure where the shots were coming from because things were echoing off of buildings.
And the bullets that were hitting the ground were fragmenting and coming then in different directions. So there's a great deal of confusion. It's difficult for people in a situation like that to even understand what is happening for a few moments. And we saw that as well. There was a long burst of 100 rounds before the individual on stage who was performing even realized that there was something going on, and then started to take cover. So we understand there's a lot of confusion, and we understand that people who were there are sometimes going to be confused about what they see. But I think it is also important for us as we look at this to not reject all of the statements of people who were there. They should be considered. And we have the FBI and others that we've seen repeatedly covering up and taking away evidence and putting their own spin, their own narrative on things. So I think we ought to keep all of these factors in mind. And we're going to take a look at more information about the shooter. But I want to play this report from John Bowne. And before I do, here's a couple of comments from people who were in Australia. This is picked up by the Australia's Courier Mail. One individual who was staying in room 32134, right next door to Stephen Paddock's room, 32135. He also provided information saying there were multiple people dead, multiple shooters. I was just hiding and waiting for police to come get us. I got outside safely and was hiding in the bushes. That individual who was next door said, "My floor is a crime scene. They killed a security guard on my floor." Another individual, Wendy Miller, who is also from Australia, was quoted by the Courier Mail as saying that she was at the bar in the nearby Luxor Hotel with her husband when she saw what was described as, quote, a man of interest run by. She said the man sprinted through her hotel after coming off an escalator from the Mandalay Bay. She said the man that they, the security guards, were chasing was wearing a security jacket like them. So what was going on? We're still not sure. We're getting a lot of different reports. But here's the bottom line. They're pushing violence by the left. They are pushing gun control to the right, to people on the right. And we've already seen some individuals say, yeah, I used to support the Second Amendment, but no more. And, of course, they're also pushing a civil war, a violent civil war, using the divisions that are already present in our society. Those are the key things to take away. And we're going to take a look at gun control in a moment. But first, let's play this report from John Bowne about the video from the taxi driver.
Did he express any political opinions to you in those discussions?
No, sir. No, sir. Not a thing. I mean, other than I told him, because I was wearing a Trump team shirt that said Trump team on it, and he was a Trump fan. It's a setup. I know that sounds weird, but it's got
to
be a setup.
This is a caller to the Michael.
Wow, wait a minute. Hold on.
This is a caller to the Michael Savage show.
That's the body they found in the room, but he may not have been the shooter.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, how many movies have you seen with that exact same plot?
This caller, Rick, from KBET in Las Vegas, says he used to live next to the alleged shooter. He doesn't believe this alleged shooter did it for the reasons he described. And he's not given to conspiracy theories, but he thinks the whole thing was a setup. And there are other individuals involved. Does that accurately depict what you are saying, Rick?
Yes.
Why would an alleged Trump supporter open fire on a country music festival that is largely made up of Trump's base? Could Stephen Paddock, the supposed lone Vegas shooter, have been a patsy to kick off the left's war with the right in the streets of America and to simultaneously roll in the Rapiscan, aka rape scan naked body scanners that profit former DHS Secretary Michael Chertoff, George Soros, and a handful of lobbyists connected to the management of Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino?
Yeah, I have exclusively obtained an internal memo that Jim Moran, the CEO of MGM Resorts, which owns Mandalay, where this attack took place. And if you read it, you can see that he's telling his employees that he will match donations if they donate to groups like CARE, which is a terrorist organization, SBLC, which the FBI cut ties with over their own, inspiration of domestic terrorism, and then the ADL, which of course is very anti-Trump. So he's funneling in millions of dollars worth of, company shareholder money, to fund these, radical Islamic and anti-Trump organizations. And it's also noteworthy that Jim Moran's wife, Heather Moran, I'm reading this from my phone right now from sources, she served in Obama's administration. So she was an Obama administration employee.
All right, you can see the rest of that report. I'm not certain myself that Mandalay Bay is involved in any conspiracy or any actions here. I want to make that very clear. But it's, I think, very interesting for us to see what people have commented on, to see what others have recorded, because when you look at a recording like that taxi driver, that is something that stands apart from anybody's impressions, what they think they're seeing, what they think they're hearing. We can hear for ourselves what she got there. Now let's take a look at the shooter himself. We've got a lot of contradictory information. As you saw at the beginning of that report, we had a guy who knew him, was a longtime neighbor of his, saying the same thing that his brother had said. He was not political. He was not religiously motivated. And also his brother said, no, he didn't really have any guns or anything. Now we have somebody coming again from Australia. This is an Australian relative who says that he visited Stephen Paddock, and he says, like, you and I might have a theater room or a hobby room or a man cave. In this particular case, it was, that's my gun room. He described the gun room as well-stocked, but he refused to go into further details. We also have reports coming out that Las Vegas Strip shooter had been prescribed anti-anxiety drugs back in June. This is coming from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They say he was prescribed diazepam tablets by a Henderson physician. He purchased the drug. Brand name is Valium, of course. And they talk about, we've talked many times about the connection of pharmaceuticals to so many of these suicides and mass shootings. And, of course, when the left talks about the number of people who die, most of those they're talking about are suicides. But there's been so many cases where you go back and you look at the connection between SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that are connected with people committing suicide after they've shot their family or shot a bunch of people. This is diazepam, and it is a sedative hypnotic drug class of drugs known as benzodiazepines, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Studies have shown that it can trigger aggressive behavior. It is a Schedule 4 drug because it is highly addictive, and it can have a situation. They frequently call them just benzos. You know, just like we refer to the other class as SSRIs. Benzos are still scheduled drugs, and it's for a good reason. It's a dangerous drug for people to get addicted to, as far as society is concerned, because it can severely impair judgment. And it can cause somebody who has anger issues to have aggressive behavior. But as one of the doctors pointed out, he said, this, however, is something that is a premeditated crime. This is premeditated behavior. What this guy did was very well planned, so I'm still not certain the drug is involved. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Wednesday, October the 4th, 2017. Let's take a look at the news and, of course, part of what is happening here that we need to really pay careful attention to. As people are looking at the horror and the loss of life that occurs in these events, just as we did in 9/11, and as we start to look at, well, exactly what happened and who pulled this off. Sometimes we don't see the rapid way that society is being transformed, that these events are being used to change our society into an authoritarian, dystopian society. And I think it's very important that we look at this. So we're going to take a look at some more of the details about this alleged shooter. We've just played for you a couple of reports of people who had questions, who believe that there were multiple shooters, recordings that sounded very suspiciously like there were sources coming from different areas. And again, they were too far apart to be echoes. Very big difference between the sound of the guns, and you could hear in both cases they were full auto guns. And so when we look at situations like that, and we look at the way this is being used, it's being used for gun control. It is now being used to scan guests who are coming in to the Wynn Hotel. They immediately began to do this. And as the headline from Bloomberg says, guests scanned at the Wynn and are a glimpse of the future of Las Vegas. And not only the future of Las Vegas, but the future of all of us. Because this is going to be rolled out everywhere. Last time I went to Orlando, and we were going to go to one of the shopping and restaurant areas, my wife and I, that was outside of Universal Studios. And they had set up TSA checkpoints. And I said, I'm not going to go through TSA checkpoints to go to a shopping center or to go out to eat. I refuse to do that. I refuse to fly unless I have to do it for business. I don't like to do it for any other reason. I absolutely despise being treated like a slave. I despise the loss of liberty that we have come to accept as standard procedure. And now this is going to become standard procedure at the hotels in Las Vegas and elsewhere? Not where I'm going to go then. And they have this quote here from the individuals. We have to start thinking like the Secret Service. This is a guy who is a security consultant, and his name is David Shepard. He is a former FBI agent. And we just had that former FBI agent on with Brian Williams of NBC Fake News telling us about how silencers were going to be used, how hunters wanted to use silencers to sneak up on deer in the woods. This FBI agent must know that he's lying to people, but the MSNBC people don't have the first clue about what a suppressor sounds like. We played the videos for you yesterday. It is not a silent thing, unless you shoot it even at the lowest caliber. Even if you shoot a .22 with a silencer, you're still going to hear that metal noise. But if you get a higher caliber weapon, it is still extremely loud. And we showed the suppressors that were attached to fully automatic weapons. We showed them glowing and then melting down. There you can see that video right there. Eventually melting down as they caught on fire, glowing red, flames coming out of them, and then they just drop off like the tip of a cigarette that somebody hasn't knocked the ashes off of. So that's the phony narrative that's being sold to people. And now all of a sudden, we've got Paul Ryan shutting down the Hearing Protection Act. But here's what they're talking about at hotels. They say this is at an entrance to the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas. Guards are scanning visitors with metal detector wands. That's how it starts. Inspecting their bags, creating a 10-minute wait in order to get inside. The new security protocol put in place after Sunday's mass shooting nearby is likely to become the norm on the Strip and possibly beyond. That's right. You're going to get in your government-controlled, corporate-owned car. They're going to follow you everywhere you go. And then you're going to go to the corporate-owned areas where they scan and report to the government, where they treat you like their slave.
Because you are their slave. You've given up your freedom for the promise of security.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this October the 4th, 2017. I want to take a little bit more look at some of the details that are slowly coming out about the alleged shooter, Stephen Paddock. He had no social media connections, so people could not get this within the first couple of hours, as they've been able to do with other people. So gradually information is coming out from him. First we heard from his brother and from a neighbor, as you heard in that report from John Bound, calling in to Michael Savage saying, I knew the guy for many years. He had no political affiliations, no religious affiliations. Yeah, he had a hunting license. He had a fishing license. He had never been involved with anything with the law. His father had been a bank robber, had escaped from prison, was on the run for a number of years. But he was 7 years old when that happened. So for the last 57 years, he's never had any issues with the government. Now, he was a professional gambler. And, of course, that raises some issues because that he's had massive amounts of money that are going back and forth. And anybody who knows anything about what's going on in Vegas knows that you don't win. The house always wins. I tell you, I've been to Vegas a few times. One time my family went through there. We were on our way to Disneyland when I was very young. We stopped through Vegas, and my dad told me, he said, look at these people playing at these machines, and look at how they're dressed, and then look at this casino here, how opulent it is, how much money this casino has made. He said, do you think these people have a chance of winning? And I did the same thing with my children later on. You need to have that discussion with your kids. You need to think about it yourself. As a matter of fact, one time I went, my wife and I, on a business trip, and they gave us a voucher. And they said, here, take this to the Tropicana. And it was like a $10 voucher. They wanted you to play with it and get maybe you'll win, maybe you'll get hooked or something like that. So we're just kind of walking around in amazement because we don't know anything about any of this stuff. Babes in the woods. And we're walking around, and there was like one of these vertical spinning wheels, like Wheel of Fortune, or I guess maybe Misfortune if you're in Las Vegas. And the lady that was there could tell that we didn't know what we were doing, and she said, just put the voucher down here, and win or lose, walk away. You do not want to stay here. It's like, yeah, she basically said the same thing that my dad told me when I was a child. So when you look at somebody who is a quote-unquote professional gambler, winning and losing tens of thousands of dollars with different transactions, that is something that could get somebody either very angry. We know this guy has anger issues. Some of the stuff has come out. He was prescribed some benzos, Xanax, and Valium is what he was prescribed. But when we look at this class of drugs, as I was saying, benzos, they're used for people who have anger issues, and it can exacerbate those issues. And there can be issues when they are trying to withdraw from it. They're highly addictive. They're scheduled as class 4. And as people are looking at it, they believe that it would probably be scheduled higher if it had any recreational use. But it's scheduled class 4 because of its addictive capability. And they say it causes insomnia. It causes heightened anxiety. If somebody's got anger issues already, it causes cravings, it
because of its addiction issues, it can start to be ineffective. And when you withdraw from it, the benzo withdrawal causes a host of changes in your perception. Things like hallucinations, seizures, psychosis, even suicide can be part of this. They say, furthermore, these symptoms are notable because of the manner in which they grow and fade, or they wax and wane. They vary in severity from day to day or from week to week, instead of steadily decreasing in a straightforward manner. And so when we look at this, and we look at the comments of people, we say, well, you know, yes, that's true. But what we see here is something that looks very long-term planned and premeditated and not necessarily snapping, as his brother said. He's just a guy who just snapped. I don't know what's going on with this. And then as we look at the girlfriend, some information has come out about her as well. First of all, this story from the LA Times. At his local Starbucks there in Mesquite, where he lived with his girlfriend, he is remembered for berating his girlfriend. The workers behind the counter at Starbucks, says the LA Times, inside the Virgin River Casino in Mesquite, Nevada, winced whenever they saw Stephen Paddock and his girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, line up for their usual beverages. They say Paddock had a nasty habit of berating her in public. The people there said it happened a lot. Said their order was always the same, and then the abuse would come when she asked to use his casino card to make the purchases so that she could get credits on gambling machines and pay for souvenirs and stuff like that in the casino. The worker said he would glare down at her and say with a mean attitude, "You don't need my casino card for this. I'm paying for your drink, just like I'm paying for you." Then she would softly say, "Okay," and step back behind him. Said he was so rude to her in front of us. And now we have information about Mary Lou Danley, who has now returned from the Philippines. She returned, came through LAX. She was seen being wheeled in a wheelchair through the airport there. She has been described as a person of interest. They want to get more information about this guy, who is not very well known because he did not have much information on social media. She is 62 years old. And this morning, a report suggested that Danley may have been living a double life. There are public documents showing that she was married to two men at once, that she used two social security numbers, that she lived in multiple addresses in different states, had two dates of birth, etc., according to research done by Newsweek. And then we find out the information about the camera that was set up inside the hotel. He set up a camera inside his hotel during the shooting rampage. Other surveillance was in the hallway to alert him to cops as they closed in on him. And he'd also put a camera by the peephole in his room. Now, this was reported that he may have left a suicide note, that there was a camera inside, maybe he filmed himself, there were surveillance cameras that he had put outside. Now it appears, perhaps from these other reports, that maybe the camera inside was focused on the peephole. Maybe he did not film himself. And again, I'm very concerned that maybe he is just a patsy. Maybe he is just the person that has been put on there. We've got multiple different reports. Some people say he didn't have guns. There's a guy who's a relative, perhaps, of Mary Lou Danley in Australia saying, I visited him once a couple of years ago, and he had a gun room, and he had a lot of guns in it. So that conflicts with what his brother had to say. So we're getting a lot of conflicting information here. And the only thing that fits in his profile of a mass murder is the rough correlation to the shooter at the congressional shooting where Scalise was gravely injured. But it's also interesting that he was still playing with his girlfriend's casino card, trying to rack up points the very night of the shooting. That's also a very interesting data point as we look at that. But let's take a look at how it's being used for gun control. We can talk about how it's going to be used to try to divide, how clearly this was a political target. Everybody has made that comment. And, of course, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, we played that clip for you earlier where he said this is definitely an attack on conservatives and on Trump supporters. And I would say also on people who would support the Second Amendment, more importantly. And we've already seen one of them turn on liberty and say, our liberty is the problem. We should take away freedom from everybody because of what this individual did or because of what other individuals may have done. Again, I still call him the alleged shooter. I'm not convinced that he was a lone wolf shooter. We're always told every time this happened, it was only one guy. It was only one guy. That's been the narrative since the JFK shooting. It's always just one lone wolf shooter. There's never a conspiracy, never anybody else involved. And, of course, our government would never stage a false flag event to enact gun control, would they? Oh, wait, they did. It's called Fast and Furious. It was called the Gunwalker Program, and it went beyond the Obama administration. Gunwalker Program began in the George W. Bush program administration. They continued that for quite some time, and there are some conspiracy theories floating out there on 4chan that that was what was involved here, that perhaps it was a gun-walking issue that might have involved ISIS, and they might have killed this guy and carried out the shooting involved in that. We don't know exactly. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the movements towards gun control. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Lionel. He's going to have some interesting comments, I'm sure. He always does. He wanted to talk about this shooting. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we were only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
About the fact that liberals love state power when they wield it. As I've mentioned in this program, I think one of the most puzzling things that comes out of this, unless you've watched the liberals for a while, but I just want you to think about the cognitive dissonance of the left, of the BLM, of the anti-fa, the anti-fascist. I want you to think about the fact that they are doing everything. They're burning down the NFL, and the NFL owners along with them are joining in this, protesting the police. And now they want to tell us that only the police should have guns. Think about that cognitive dissonance there. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the gun control measures real quickly. I want to give you a couple of the items that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus, now 50% off, a great way to supercharge your mind, and that's the deepest discount we've ever had off of BrainForce Plus. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, a great way to drink your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids so you don't have to take a lot of pills. It's a great tasting drink mix, and you can make it taste any way you want to, and you can get all that stuff without having to swallow a lot of pills. We also have InfoWars Life Secret 12, and that's our vitamin B12 formula, 40% off. And at checkout, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. That's either our Patriot blend or our Immune Support blend coffee. 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. The code WAKEUP at checkout for 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. There's an editorial with that quote from the Daily Caller. Liberals only like state power when they wield it. And they begin the article by talking about the fact that Jimmy Kimmel is out there now after he was opposing any pullback of the mandates and the massive taxes that have been imposed on people. The control over our lives have been put on by Obamacare. And selling the lie that his child who was born with some health issues would have not gotten any health care if it hadn't been for Obama. And, of course, that is a lie, and it's been debunked many times. We've talked about that in depth. He has insurance. He's a wealthy individual. But anybody that had health insurance, their child would have been covered by that with a pre-existing condition. You didn't need to have Obamacare to do it. And if somebody wants to choose not to have Obamacare, we have the freedom, should have the freedom to do that. We should have the freedom to assess risks and then to determine what we're going to do and suffer the consequences if we accept those risks. And that is about our health care. That is about so many different issues that we have in our life. But, of course, the Democrats do not want to give us the ability to assess the risks. They're not going to give us the information about vaccines. They're just going to tell us you're going to take these vaccines and the quantity and the timing that we're going to give it to your kids, and that's it. We're not going to listen to anything else you say. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to give you any choice about medical marijuana either. No, we're just going to lock you up if you take some of that, and we don't really care what you have seen with other people, the effects that other people have had, or the medical issues there. We're going to prohibit you from that, and we're going to force you to take vaccines, so shut up and take your meds. And you don't get any choice about anything in life, and that includes how you're going to protect yourself. So now we got Jimmy Kimmel out there, a failed comedian, trying to become an activist. And he had this to say. He said about the Republican lawmakers, he said, paying attention to their prayers, the Las Vegas victims. He said they should be praying to God to forgive them for letting the gun lobby run this country. Does it really? Does it really? I think they're pretty passive. I think they immediately pulled their ads after the shooting, and now they have essentially allowed Hillary Clinton to shut them down on this insane narrative she had about quote-unquote silencers when they had the Hearing Protection Act. We don't know what's going to happen to the rest of the act. We know that Paul Ryan is with her on that. But then he goes on with this. Besides the fact the idiotic and the massive ignorance of Hillary Clinton thinking that suppressors make guns inaudible, he says, behind every liberal reaction to a shooting is the looming specter of gun confiscation. Kimmel even hinted at it with his comments that no one should own an M16. And let me tell you, when we were shooting an anti-gun rally here in Austin, and we played the clip many, many times, my wife and I were there shooting it along with Jakari Jackson, and there was one or two lone individuals there saying, we've got to stop gun confiscation, holding up a sign while they were pushing for tighter gun control laws here in Texas. And the guy who was, I think he was the number two in Austin city government at the time. I don't pay that much attention to Austin politics because I don't live in Austin. But he points to him and he says, you hang on to that sign about gun confiscation. We're going to make that come true. So that's where this is logically headed. It is death by a thousand cuts. It is turning a God-given right into a government-granted privilege and then removing those privileges one by one. And as Daily Caller points out, it says confiscation makes more sense as the response to a dire threat that's going to kill millions of Americans in the minds of liberals. It makes more sense than making sure that suppressors are harder to buy. We need action now. So why not take all the guns? We can't be safe until we know that no one outside of the state has them. Ah, and we're going to talk about a good example, the example that as this was happening, what we saw in Catalonia, about 900 people being brutalized because they had the audacity to show up to vote peacefully. Old ladies, families with children being brutalized by a few jackbooted thugs who had more weapons and armor than the police that were local or the firemen that were local. That's how tyranny starts. That's why we have the Second Amendment. And then they go on to say this, the idea that the police are oppressing people of color, but we need to give them more power. Let's make us a gun-free country. He says that may seem to be a conflict, but that's only if you think the left should be in favor of all forms of state power. So enforcing immigration law, of course, is tyrannical, they say, but rounding up people who are hateful thinkers is noble. Police that are drawing guns on minorities is an outrage, but law enforcement mowing down armed rednecks is something that we can aspire to. The president criticizing left-wing journalists is a sign of fascism, but shutting down right-wing fake news on Facebook is necessary. See? When Trump criticizes something that somebody says, that's fascism. He's a Nazi. But they applaud the idea that people that they disagree with should be shut down on social media. They applaud that violence should be used against those people. So who are the real fascists here? Who are the real fascists? He says liberals only like state power when it's in their hands and when it's used to advance their agenda, which unfortunately is the way most state powers use these days. At the same time, the American right, he says, isn't very comfortable with state power. Libertarians, most of the conservative movement, view state power as inherently bad, even when it's used as good in their own interests. Trumpists, he said, seem to be a little bit more comfortable with using the state to achieve their goals rather than typical traditional movement conservatives, but they haven't figured out a clear position like the left has. The left is all down with this cognitive dissonance of people of color are being oppressed by the police, but let's give only the police guns. And he finishes this way. He says, taking guns away from citizens makes us a nation that's even more dependent on the state and the many left-wing bureaucrats who populate it. The left, though, thinks that is a good thing. And for everybody else, that is a nightmare. And that is the nightmare that we saw happening in Catalonia. We'll be talking to Steve Pachinik about that in the next hour, but stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk to Lionel about this shooting, about the aftermath. It's going to be very interesting. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Prep.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is Lionel. Frequent guests, we're very happy about that. He's an Emmy Award-winning television news decoder. He's a legal analyst. He is a licensed trial lawyer. And what we're going to talk to him about today is what he's been in the past, and that is a prosecutor. We want to get Lionel to break down this shooting from his perspective as a prosecutor. Now, you can find him on YouTube. Lionel Nation on the web, lionelmedia.com, and on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Joining us now is Lionel. Thank you so much, Lionel.
Thank you, sir. And let me just say something. I don't want to sound gratuitous, but it's true. You have the best show, bar none. I am in love with it. I watch it every single day, and it is superb. You know, David, if I could, not to in any way commandeer anything, but to perhaps be a little bit more specific on how we can handle this. Number one, there is a chance for us to teach out there. There's a chance for us as truth warriors to introduce and make our case, kind of as a prosecutor. And one of the things that we tend to do sometimes is to scare people who would be great converts to truth, but we handle it the wrong way. For example, ascribing a motive by saying, this is a motive. He did this because of this. It is a false flag. It is, you have no idea the number of people that I'm dealing with who say, it's the Zionists. It's Soros. It's the NSA. You say, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
And I think the reason that happens, Lionel, is because the first question in a rational person's mind when something like this happens is, why? Why? And so we start looking for motives from that individual, don't we?
Avoid that instinct. And the reason why, David, is simply this. If you find something wrong with the motive, then you've just derailed any interest in the event. So what I'd like to do is I tell people, I say, well, I don't know. Let me ask you this question. And the best thing is Occam's razor. Go for the simplest explanation. One of the most important tools as a prosecutor and one of the best ways to show the impossibility of the official story is to go through the narrative as though you were trying to explain it. For example, it's interesting. Here's this fellow who has had no evidence so far by anyone who knows him, friends, relatives, of anything even remotely indicating a gun nut. Why is that important? Well, it's kind of interesting because here's a person who had, 42, 46, whatever, not just rifles, not just weapons, but fully automatic with thousands of rounds. And he shows up at this hotel that is under surveillance constantly. You believe it, it's not for your safety. It's because they don't want anybody to steal money or whatever. So he shows up and interesting, he must have had this plan because he has all of these weapons. He shows up and you can break them down, but they're heavy. Thousands and thousands of rounds. You've got to hand it to him and make it sound as though you're following this.
Oh, we just lost Lionel. And of course, as he was laying down this narrative, we got his videos frozen. We're going to reestablish connection with him. But as we're talking about this, remember one of the things that is really strange was that he was still playing with his girlfriend's casino card, trying to rack up points the day of the shooting. This doesn't sound like a disturbed, mentally ill individual. This doesn't sound like somebody who was had snapped. And of course, okay, we got Lionel back. Let's go ahead. And Lionel, we lost contact there right in the middle of your sentence, but go ahead, finish your thought.
It's Putin. Obviously it's the Russians. And it's funny how people who don't like the people who don't like conspiracy theories will do any conspiracy theory as long as it involves Russia, Trump. Right. They are to the wall. Now, another thing too, stay away from the SSRI theory. Here's why. As a trial lawyer, if somebody were to say to me, well, you know, it's funny, he might have been taking some medication at the time. And as we know from the literature, not the side effects, but the effects oftentimes are murder, suicide, and the like, kind of a unique way of looking at this strange way of dealing with something that is designed to prevent murder, suicide. Now, here's the problem with that. When somebody's taking psychiatric medication, the counter is that, oh, so he must have been exhibiting something in the first place which warranted that behavior. So therefore, it wasn't the medication that made him crazy. It was the fact that he was crazy which required the medication. So I'm just saying, stay away from that one. It's a great one. We know about that. We understand it. But to the layman. Now, another one too is you're talking about motive. Cui bono, cui protest. Who benefits from this? One of the things that is difficult as we lure people into this is you wait for the immediacy. You wait for the canned reaction. It is incumbent upon any government and any part of the world to disarm its people, to take away their freedom of speech, their freedom of dissent, and their freedom or their ability to repel. In our country, we have a very simple plan. Repeal, disarm, and confiscate. That's the goal. It's a very simple. Repeal the Second Amendment, disarm the public, and to confiscate. Now, what they will do is, because people don't pay any attention to this, they will hear things. The Hillary Clinton silencer story, the silencer meme, if it wasn't so tragic, is so funny, it's not even funny. Now, the next thing.
But of course, we've already had Paul Ryan cave to that. Paul Ryan has said, okay, Hillary Clinton has a problem with quote unquote silencers. We're not going to do anything to give people any regulatory relief on suppressors. So they've already caved on that issue. And that's a key thing. Go ahead.
David, this may come as a shock to you, but the left-right paradigm is an illusion.
Exactly.
If you think that Paul Ryan, Paul Ryan is anything but two sides of the same coin, you're out of your mind. Right. And the first thing that President Trump says is, oh, we're going to look at gun laws. Gun laws aren't the issue. You see where they're going with this. Now, here's another thing, too, which is also critical. I want to know some things. If I were doing this, let me see that autopsy report, the real autopsy report, not the one you're giving me, not the Princess Di autopsy report. I want the real McCoy. How did this person kill himself? How long was he killed prior to this?
Yes.
Because people will always say, I would get somebody like Michael Bodden, and you can do a liver mortis, algor mortis, rigor mortis. You can do body temp. You can do a variety of things. And you can say, wait a minute, this guy was dead 12 hours before this happened, which is kind of what happened in Syria with these crazy claims of chemical weapons. So that's the first thing. The other thing, too, is I'm curious. I would get everybody there locked down. I want to know who's working that day. Housekeeping. Anybody notice anything? You know, it's funny. He had this do not disturb thing. Or Mrs. Garcia, housekeeper. I was in there the day before. There was nothing in there. I was in there an hour before. There was nothing there. Then there is nothing more important than just regular plain old citizen and civilian journalists who happen to be there, who have a phone going. David, I will say thank you, dear surveillance gods, I'm paying you back. You have removed my Fourth Amendment. You have infiltrated my world with basically all of these devices. But these devices, you didn't realize would ultimately be that would be your demise. Because if we had these devices, let's say in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963, it'd be a different story. I am getting every moment, and you're getting as well, from websites, from people saying, no, here is the other shooter. This is just common sense. Now,
you take one of the places that has the most surveillance cameras anywhere, and that's the Pentagon, and there's not any pictures of a plane flying into that building, are there? We don't have any excellent pictures of that.
Exactly.
We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Lionel. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Lionel in his capacity as a former prosecutor. He's walking us down how he would look at this shooting as a prosecutor. And I just want to give you a couple of quick sales. We've got a lot of items that are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm going to tell you about just two of them. BrainForce, 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had. A great way to supercharge your mind. And at checkout, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. You can get it in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. That's 20% off when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's WAKEUP to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. And, of course, we have a lot of other products that are 40, 50% off. Our big-ticket items like air filters and water filters are also 20% off. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We really appreciate your support. That's what funds this entire operation, not just this program, but everything that we do here at InfoWars. Let's go back to Lionel, and of course, Lionel, as we look at this, immediately we have a dead individual, and he is identified by the government as the alleged shooter, and then we have people trying to now, for the last two, 3 days, trying to backfill motivations and opportunities for this guy, because we know he's a shooter because we found him here dead. But you've been pointing out a lot of things that are kind of troubling about this narrative. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, absolutely. Well, a couple of things. I must say something before we this friend of mine just emailed me. He says, I love you on with Merlin Olsen. I said, what are you talking about? He's the guy who looks like Merlin Olsen. I said, yeah, kind of, sort of. Sounds like a very sonorous. And that's a compliment.
Well, we're all kind of dating ourselves. Anybody that even knows who Merlin Olsen is about our age.
You're playing Frankie Lane in Rawhide, which, by the way, would be a hemorrhoid ointment theme song. But that's me. A couple of things. First and foremost, I cannot tell you, people are saying, don't lead your people down the road with a second shooter. Those flashes may have just been, it's like, fine. Isn't it great that we're talking about it? But here's what's going to happen. This is going to last a week. Remember, America can only handle one subject at a time. Are we talking about Korea, PRK? No. Are we talking about Putin? No. Are we talking about Puerto Rico? No. Are we talking about, no. One thing at a time. What we need is the InfoWars, the David Knight, the Real News grand jury. Think of it as a Russell tribunal that keeps going. Because what the questions we're going to have, they're not going to give us. Let me go back to the idea of, I want to do this, and I know, and I'm going to say something, and I'm not one of these people who says it's a false flag and crisis actors. I'm not doing that. I want to see morgue shots. I want to see autopsy. I want to see ballistics. I want to see how many people were killed, how many people were claimed, how many people. I'm sorry, not because I'm incredulous, but because I, as a citizen, want to know how this thing happened. I want to know whether those guns were fired. I want to know whether there's any evidence of his ever being firing anything. Is there any residue? I want to eliminate that. And the reason why, and I tell people, not because I don't believe it to be true, but I don't want any more conspiracy theories. And remember what the great Gore Vidal said. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. Now, another thing we got to realize, there's something funny. You talk about motivation and psychology. Let me tell you a psychology about our country. You know, there are more gun deaths in other countries sometimes, but they're drug related. They're cartels, the Zapatistas and the Zetatitas and, you know, Mexican this and that and Chapo. And we, for the longest time, have had mass murderers since the days of the McDonald's shooting years ago. Remember that one? We've been the mass bomber. There's something inherent about maybe in the water, something, I don't know, that historically American mass murder is about. Now, what I want people to realize is that we, and thank God for this, the Redditors and the 4chans and the Alex Jones and the David Knights and the Truth Warriors, who, and also this expert witness bevy. Let me explain something very quickly. I, as a trial lawyer, have called people expert witnesses. One guy was a scuba expert witness, 16 years old, but knew everything about this particular tank, how this particular valve was used, and was qualified as an expert witness. You don't need ballistics. If you've got right now so many people who are veterans who say, I know, and I've heard strip belt, this, the sound, American military personnel trained to hear and to be able to estimate enemy small arms fire by the sound is a perfect witness. And you also have to think about this. We're going to get scores of sometimes crazy, sometimes far-fetched. It doesn't matter. I would rather tamp somebody's interest down than try to rev it up. And let me also say something before I forget. The mainstream media. You think Paul Ryan? You think Paul Ryan is a sellout? I'm watching Fox News, and they got Steve Doocy. Steve Doocy, I'm in Las Vegas. They go up to the line, and they stop. It's like, no, keep going. Oh, we're not going to keep going. Oh, no. We'll talk about Trump and the Second Amendment, and I'll get Judge Napolitano. He learned his lesson. They're not going to burn him. He says, oh, no. So remember, anything you see coming from mainstream media, you'll get a little bit, but they just circulate and shore up the crowd. But the truth, they're not interested, because let me tell you something, especially when you've got that Sky deal that's still hanging over their head. The only place going to get even remotely the truth is us. We're the grand jury. That's what we do. As a prosecutor, I didn't get professional witnesses. I would get voters. Come on in. Let me explain. And you tell me whether there's enough to indict. And also, There's a difference between suspicion and proof. Just because something is funny doesn't mean it's the Zionists or it's the mafia or it's the whatever. I know people don't know this. Critical thinking. Think linearly. Just because you've got something that's odd, or gee, somebody heard a lower shooting. Fine. Or maybe why did that police officer in this, by the way, it's non-hearsay because it's a spontaneous statement. Why did this police officer say there's a shooter, there's two shooters or whatever? That's suspicion. Go forward. That doesn't prove anything. So remember, we blow this.
And you know, Lionel, as you're talking about this, from the perspective of a prosecutor, I mean, everybody has watched a Sherlock Holmes murder mystery or something else, and they have multiple suspects, multiple scenarios, different people with different motives. What do you do as an investigation? You examine these different ones, and every one of the possible explanations for this that I've seen has issues with it. I haven't seen one that doesn't have any issues with it. We're putting these things out. We're saying, well, you know, could be this, could be that, could be this. That's what you do as an investigator, and you start to rule these things out. What we don't see is the public, because we live in a country where the government keeps everything secret and frequently lies to us, and that's what builds this distrust, this suspicion.
And David, let me also tell you something. I love you to death. I love you more than life itself. But if, God forbid, you ever were to be the focus of something, let me get a picture of you or anybody from a telephoto shot. Let me accuse anybody of child molestation, and all of a sudden, they look weird. Look at the pictures of this fellow. I don't know who he is, but they're saying, well, you know, he yelled at his wife. Listen, if that's the, if he, you know, he was brusque. He was a gambler. He took Xanax. For God's sake, I don't know anybody not on medication.
If I start saying, especially in America. This, yeah, exactly.
You know, this David Knight guy, he used to go to church a lot. He's into the homeschool. You know, he's a prepper. You know, he's with Alex Jones. He was married before, maybe not. But anytime, look at this picture. Look at this. That's the best picture
you can have. That's the picture you see everywhere. His eyes are half closed. He looks like he's drunk or...
Right.
Out of it. Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm telling you, now also remember something. You know, Alex Jones and you are proficient in gun. And this is to me the most important. I can say, yeah, I've got a handgun. Yeah, I like to hunt. Do you know? And this is where I would bring the expert witnesses in my cases. I would ask anybody, Sergeant so-and-so, you're trained as a weapons trainer for Benning. Yeah, yeah. What kind of a weapon system is this? Oh my God. One guy did this? Yes. He carried that in. He knew bipods. He knew about the range, the cool, to reload. They can listen to this. How effective, how difficult would it be for a layman to deliver this degree, this volume? And I'm just saying, an expert could say, that's one guy? No, that's really, I wish I had him on my team. Who knows? Because remember, we're experts about everything, but experts about nothing. And there's also something which is important, too. When you see people who are responding, did you notice as this was going on, people acted almost nonchalant? Real life is not like the movies. They don't start...
It takes a while for that to sink in. We got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Lionel. I want to get more of his comments. I think it's very important for us to look at all aspects of this, to report all aspects of it. Nothing is settled on this, but the key thing is, how is the government, how is the media going to use this event to take away our freedom? We'll be right back with Lionel.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Men,
Give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Lionel. As a former prosecutor, he's trying to get us to look at this from a common sense standpoint. We find a man dead in a hotel room from which there was a shooting. We see a lot of very unusual things there, but now what we've been doing for the last several days is backfilling a character, motivations to fit the predetermined situation. This guy is not just the alleged shooter. He is the shooter. And we're going to backfill this. And meanwhile, we've got an agenda working its way now through the Congress, the bipartisan establishment that is now shutting down a common sense bill that would remove some onerous regulations from hunters and from people who are concealed carry owners and people who would like to protect their hearing. All that's being shut down now by Paul Ryan because of the idiotic narrative of people like Hillary Clinton and others. That's what we expect to see. But joining us now is Lionel, and we're going to continue with what Lionel was saying in terms of the common sense approach to this as an investigator, as we look at the circumstances, and as we ask questions about all these different scenarios that we have been fed. Every single one of them, as I pointed out before, has some issues wrong with it. And as you correctly pointed out, Lionel, as we now finally see some details coming from this guy who was a total cipher because he wasn't on social media. That's how we get information on everybody. But now we got people over here who are saying something different than his brother or his friends did. Now we're starting to see his character attacked in various ways. And so that means that he was really was the mass shooter, as the government says.
Let me tell you something. The one thing that I could tell you, and any lawyer will tell you, any prosecutor will tell you, the more eyewitnesses you have, the worse it is. If you and I walked in, I know that's counterintuitive, but if you and I walked in, if I said, come on, Dave, let's drive down to, driving on to Orlando. Here, let's go into the 7-Eleven. Go in there and rob it. There's 10 people in there. And you give me the money, and they look at you, and you leave. I say, great. Now describe who he was. You're going to hear everything you can imagine. What did he say? What did he sound like? Then you get into this thing about who are they? You know, I had the unique pleasure of knowing very well the lawyer who represented Jeffrey Dahmer. And if ever there was somebody who would, this is one of the most horrific, horrible, serial, terrible killers. He was so boring, anything you think. Everybody thinks, you know, Hannibal Lecter. They think Manson. Stop this. But I will tell you this much. You don't go from being a casual gun fancier to going into modifying semi-automatic, very, very expensive building and collecting and saving rounds of ammo. And I want to say this again, and we're never going to see it. But I wish we had an independent person to say, I want to see that autopsy. I hope.
Yes. Blood test. Were there any drugs in his system or something like that that's suspicious and so forth? Yeah.
Are there 32 rounds in his back? Did he commit suicide by this? I want to know how this happened. I also want to say, as I said, the time of death. How long was he dead? I also want to find out. I'd like to do something. Can we do an experiment? David, break that window. You know, there are a lot of people, believe it or not, in Las Vegas.
Tempered glass.
Well, there's a lot of people in Las Vegas. I hate to tell you this. They don't want to talk to you about this, but the people who commit suicide, they keep it very quiet because people lose everything constantly. And the one thing I know, Atlantic City and others, that they make real hard is for you to jump out of a window.
Remember the Hudsucker proxy where this guy stands up on the table and he gets a running, runs across the table and he hits the glass and it's like, boom, it doesn't go anywhere.
That's it. And also, if I were to do this and I were to break this open and start shooting, how many people heard this? How, just explain this to me. And I also want to see his critical. Let me see the surveillance. Let me see this guy check in. When did he check in? How long was it? How do you get this up there? There are people who are watching you constantly. There were people.
Absolutely. And of course, Vegas is the place that is notorious for surveillance cameras. I mean, they basically own the market to their perspective. They want to see people's hands and so forth and so on. Thank you, Lionel. Very informative. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can also find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Thank you, Lionel.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. This is October the 4th, 2017. We're just talking to Lionel, and he made some very important points. As he's saying, we can make anybody look bad, can't we? You can start going back, as he said, you can say, hey, I know that David Knight, boy, he's this weirdo homeschooler prepper guy. He always is talking about the Second Amendment and an oppressive government. Yeah, he's probably the suspect. And so we look at this kind of stuff. We have to, and there's a lot of different theories out there about what's going on. I think we need to keep that in perspective. And one of the things that Lionel said was the worst thing from a prosecutor's perspective is the more witnesses you have, the more difficult things get because people are telling different stories. It's very difficult when you're in a situation like this and everything is crashing down around you. You're seeing people's heads blow open. You're seeing fragments of guns as we talked to the witness, Jason, who is down about 30 feet from the stage. That was really kind of the prime kill area that was being targeted by the shooter or shooters. And as he was saying, they were not sure where it was coming from. There's all this echoing going on. He said there were bullets that were fragmenting even as they hit the ground, hit other people. They're fragmenting and going off in different directions. So they weren't sure where the direction of the gunfire was coming. And they weren't sure if they should stay down or should get up. They didn't know it was coming from above. I've had a personal experience with that. I mean, we had shortly after we opened our video stores, I was still working as an engineer and we had a snowstorm and we were snowed in. We stayed there till nobody kept coming to the store. Then we realized, well, they weren't coming to the store. We couldn't get out. We just had some sports cars, so we didn't have some kind of a four-wheel drive. And we didn't have a gun. And we were only a couple of blocks from the police station. And there was even an 18-wheeler truck that was stuck in the parking lot. There was a grocery store. We were the first store in the shopping center that was open. There was a grocery store that was about to open. And he got stuck in the parking lot because he couldn't get out. And he got stuck right in front of our store. I went out, talked to him. I said, you know, we got heat in here still. If you want to come in and sleep on the floor, you're welcome to do that. And late in the night, we hear this banging, really loud banging. And it woke me up. And I walked over to the wall, and there was a device. And my mind played tricks on me because I saw what it turned out to be later when we saw it. It was actually just a piece of electrical conduit pipe. But when I saw it, because I was half awake and because I wasn't expecting to see something come through the wall, what I saw was an auger in my mind. And I saw it very clearly. Your mind plays tricks on you. And as this guy's breaking through the wall and he doesn't know that we're inside there, the truck driver grabs a hammer. It's like, I'll take care of this guy when he comes through. I said, no, let's call the police. Last time I will ever call the police. We called 911. They told us to wait. They had problems getting there because of the snow and so forth. After the couple of guys, after they got into the store, they're going through the cash register stuff. We're watching them. My wife is still on the phone with the police. And I said, all right, we're leaving. Let's go out the back door. They go out the back door. I put a barricade up against the door, and then they heard us when we went out, slammed the door. They tried to get out after us. They tried to kick the door in. Because it was still new construction, the door wasn't working properly. They thought it was locked. They tried to kick it open. Couldn't get it through because it's a metal door. But as they're running out, my wife is the first one going out. She's barefoot in the snow, and one police car finally gets there. They jump out of the car, and they pull a gun on my wife and nearly shot her. Today, they probably would have shot her. That was 30-some-odd years ago. I would never, never call 911 again. First of all, they're not, and then they sit there for 2 or 3 hours until the local small-town SWAT team got there before they would go in. By that time, the burglars were long gone. Nearly shot my wife, never showed up, and I said, I will use the phone receiver. Back in those days, we had phone receivers instead of cell phones. I would use a phone receiver as a club before I would ever call 911 again. But after that, we wound up getting a four-wheel drive vehicle and guns and training to go with the guns. And whenever we would have false alarms go off in the middle of the night, I would tell the alarm company, call me, do not call the police, because if I show up and I'm going through the place checking it out and the police show up, they're going to shoot me. That's what's going to typically happen. And so we have this situation here. We got an Iraq veteran. Says it took too long to take him out. A veteran who alerted the cops to the Vegas gunman's exact location demands to know why it took more than an hour for the hotel room to be raided. It's revealed that officers waited outside for an additional 24 minutes. They say police got their first report of gunfire at the festival at 10:08, but it took another 72 minutes before the SWAT teams finally burst into the room. Most concerning is that there appears to be an unexplained 24-minute delay where SWAT teams were there, armed, and ready to go inside the room, but then they waited for another 24 minutes. Why would that happen? See, one of the things that you have to understand in life, and some of us learned it the hard way, and Sheriff Clark has explained this to people. He says, look, you have to arm yourself. You have to be able to protect yourself and your family. We will do what we can, but we can't be everywhere, and we can't always get there in time. And so we will try to catch these people. We'll try to do everything we can to protect you, but you really, in the real world, folks, you are on your own. That's whether or not you're going to take, educate yourself about what's in your food, what's in your medicine, what possible side effects are. We don't live in a binary one and zero world. It's a sliding analog scale of risks. It isn't, well, you do this and you're 100% safe, or you do this and you're going to die. The world isn't like that. The world isn't like that. We need to be informed what the risks are. We need to have the freedom to determine what level of risk we are going to take. And then we have the responsibility to suffer the consequences of the risks that we take or get the rewards of the risks that we take. Our government is always trying to protect us from ourselves. And how is this going to break down? Well, it's going to break down. They're going to try to use this as a way to put more restriction on gun owners. Now they're calling for a ban on bump stocks. They're saying the narrative today is that these are not fully automatic guns, but these were regular guns that were modified with something that's called a bump stock. And as The Guardian is pointing out, the gun experts call the bump stocks a toy. And sometime a geek gun, something that a gun geek would want, that it is not a mainstream product, it is not a tool for serious shooters who care about accuracy. But that doesn't mean that Dianne Feinstein isn't going to try to regulate it. And of course, there'll probably be an entire class of regulations that come out of this. Okay, because it has not been regulated by the BATF because it is not part of the firing mechanism. So probably what they will do is they will use this to extend their control to anything that is on the gun. They're going to use this as an entry level for more onerous regulations. They've already shut down the bills that would give us some more gun liberty. They would take away some onerous restrictions on gun owners that don't protect anybody. But now they're going to use this to extend their control. And as I point out, the way that this works is it throws a trigger against your finger as opposed to your finger pulling on the trigger. With a fully automatic weapon, with a semi-automatic, you pull the trigger. Each time you pull the trigger, you get a shot until you run out of bullets. Okay, with a fully automatic, you hold the trigger down and it keeps firing until it runs out of bullets. With this, it's got a bump stock that pushes the gun back and forth against your finger. So you just hold your finger in one position. And as you would imagine, and as they report, it takes a little bit of practice to do this. This isn't something that anybody off the street could do the first time. This is the Guardian explaining this to you. People who don't like guns. And they say most gun stores won't sell bump stocks. They think that it attracts the wrong kind of crowd. People who are into gimmicky stuff. And they say most shooting ranges will not allow these types of devices to be used on their range. And then they have this quote from one individual who really got it right, who was one of the individuals at one of the gun ranges, one of the gun stores they were talking to. He says, "I don't want to see anything banned because of the actions of one person. That just doesn't jive with my principles of freedom." Well, I couldn't say it any better than myself. But we have people who are willing to give up all of their freedom if they think that government laws can keep them safe. That is the post 9/11 world that we live in. And you can already see it at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas, where they've already got TSA security to get into their hotel. I won't be going to the Wynn Hotel. I won't be going to any of these hotels or shopping centers. Wherever they put this, anywhere in the country, this is not the world I will participate in. But it's coming to us, and it's coming to us in our cars as well. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients
ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's October the 4th, 2017, and the next segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. In this segment, I want to talk about what happened this last weekend in Catalonia. It is something that we really need to keep in mind as we've got Republicans now shutting down gun liberty bills, and we may be seeing some more gun control bills, as I just mentioned in the last segment. We have to understand why we have a Second Amendment. And if you want to see what happened in Catalonia, to understand that. And it's amazing to me that on the very same day that we have this mass shooting in Las Vegas, everybody in America seems to have forgotten about what happened in Catalonia with the police there. I saw this coming. I talked about it. I talked about the fact that the Spanish government was taking a hard line. They were shutting down the presses, shutting down the journalists, as well as shutting down printers who were printing ballots. They were confiscating stuff. They said, we've declared and decided that you can't have an election. We have a law against elections. It's like, well, we see your law, and we raise it to a rebellion. How's that? Because we've had that happen in the past. That's where this always comes. I mean, we had a law against self-government back in 1776. We had something called the Divine Right of Kings, and we said, we don't buy that. Our view of this is that we are endowed by our Creator, every single one of us, with certain inalienable rights. That governments don't tell us what those rights are. We create the governments to protect those rights. And when the rights are taken or abused or shut down by the government, then it is our right and our duty to alter or abolish that government. That's why we declared independence in 1776. And, of course, in our government in 1861, we had a pushback against that. And we said, this country that was born out of the right of self-government and secession is not going to allow self-government and secession. And the subsequent years, last 150 years, we've been told it was simply about slavery. No, it wasn't. There were factors that were economic that were far bigger than that. And as I pointed out, the same thing was happening across Europe. Well, there's something happening across Europe right now. It's not just in Catalonia. It's in a lot of different places. It is part of the pushback against globalism that expresses itself in nationalism. But there's also going to be a devolution of power away from some of the national governments that were created in the mid-1800s. Prior to that, we had agrarian and industrial interests that were warring with each other in these various countries. The industrial interests won out, and they created situations where we had a consolidation of national government. And it's continued to consolidate for the last 150 years, and now the pendulum is swinging the other way. We're going to see more of this coming, and it's a perfect time to talk to Dr. Steve Pachinik, somebody who is very experienced in international relations. He's somebody who has a lot of experience there in Catalonia. So we're going to talk to him in the next segment, and we've got an amazing clip to play for you from Nigel Farage. I want to get to that, so I'm going to do this real quickly. We've got a couple of sales that are very important. We got BrainForce, 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had on BrainForce. And when you check out, you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend when you enter the code WAKEUP. That's 20% off when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout on InfoWars Wake Up America. All right, let's play this clip. First of all, before we get to the one of Nigel Farage, I want you to see what happened. We've got a Catalan referendum, right? Hasn't been a lot of attention paid to this because everybody's been focused on the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Here's a woman dragged from the polls, assaulted, and had her fingers broken by the national police, the jackbooted thugs. Here's that clip. They're dragging her down the stairs. Her dress is hiked up. There's a lot of screaming that's going on. She said that she had her fingers broken one by one and that she was sexually assaulted. I don't know if that is beyond the fact that they humiliated her by pulling her dress up as they drug her down in public. But there you see the guys with body helmet, body armor on and full riot gear. And they outgunned, outmanned the local police. This was the National Guard. They have three levels of police there. The local police tried to defend people. These other individuals attacked people. And they had a pushback there. They've had the angry crowds have chased the days following that. Angry crowds chased the riot cops out of Catalan towns in protest against the police brutality that you just witnessed there, that you just heard on the radio. This is during a referendum as the Spanish minister accuses the region's government of inciting rebellion. They had an election. And they say the crowds were heard shouting, get out, shame, shame. The police backed off, seemingly not willing to engage in a fight. Yeah, because there was about 300,000 people shouting at them, saying, occupation forces, get out. The streets will always be ours. And again, these are the jackbooted thugs from the Spanish government. People cannot believe how they reacted. Here's Nigel Farage at the EU.
The important issue of Brexit, I think European citizens, those that do take any interest in what happens here, will be stunned that Mr. Juncker comes here for his one appearance in the Strasbourg session this week, and there is absolutely no mention made of the dramatic events that have taken place inside a European Union member state that is allegedly a modern democracy. Now, one of the reasons that I always wanted Brexit was because I thought the system of lawmaking, whereby the Commission has the sole right to initiate legislation, was something that would in fact damage and in the end destroy any concept of national democracy. And yeah, yes. I've called the European Union undemocratic. I've called it anti-democratic. But never, ever, in my fiercest criticisms here, did I think we would see the police of a member state of the Union injuring 900 people yes. in an attempt to stop them going out to vote. Whether or not it was legal nationally for people in Catalonia to have a vote, surely people are allowed to express an opinion. We saw women being dragged out of polling stations by their hair, old ladies with gashes in their forehead. The most yes. extraordinary display. And what do we get from Mr. Juncker today? Not a dicky bird. In fact, previously we had that the rule of law must be maintained. And I think it is quite extraordinary to realise that this union is prepared to turn a blind eye. Can you imagine if the British police were to have roughed up a couple of Scottish National Party protesters, or if something happened against a pro-Brexit rally, you'd all be screaming blue murder. Indeed, the calls would be that the United Kingdom must go before the European Court of Human Rights, and yet with this, you don't even want to talk about it.
Spot on as usual, Nigel Farage.
Knowing as I do, your advanced plans, seven of you, member states here with your military police, your Euro gendarmerie force, all I can say once again is thank God we're leaving. Brexit was an act of liberation. It was.
And then he talks about Brexit and why Theresa May is not the person to be doing it, how timid she is. And he says, we're going to, we need to get into a room and we need to tell you guys what we're going to do, give you a take it or leave it offer. They're glad and they're well rid of the EU. The EU will not stand up to that brutality. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Steve Pachinik with his comments on Catalonia and also on the shooting in Las Vegas. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number 2, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number 3, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Powers, keep on flying.
Live Houston, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and you just heard Nigel Farage take on the EU, and he says, we are well rid of the EU, who can stand there in silence as we see the kind of tyranny coming from the Spanish national government. He said, can you imagine if the British government, when Scotland had their vote for independence, if we had gone out there and started brutalizing people who wanted independence? He said, yeah, you would be investigating us. You would have us hauled before a European Union tribunal, but there's absolute silence in Spain. And let me tell you why. Because there are a lot more people, a lot more areas in the EU that want their independence. There's an article here from AFP that just goes down some of them. Of course, you've got Scotland and Britain. You've also got Flanders in Belgium. You have the Basques also in Spain. There was a long war that went from 1959 until just a few years ago that was kind of echoed the IRA in Ireland. There was a lot of back and forth violence there for a very long time, the Basque separatists there. Also in France, we have New Caledonia. Also in France, we have Corsica. In Denmark, we have the Faroe Islands. And Italy has the Lombardy and Veneto areas. These are areas in northern Italy that would like to have a non-binding referendum to see if they could get more autonomy from Rome. And so all these different areas would like to have more local control. And if, like we saw in Catalonia, their desires for more local control are going to be shut down by the central government, then they will say, well, then in that case, we will just separate completely from the central government. And that is why the EU is silent on this, even though a lot of these areas like Scotland, like Catalonia, I've been told, are pro-EU, pro-open borders, some of the issues. So politically, they're not opposed to the European Union. And yet, in many of these cases, some are, but in most of these cases, they just want independence. And the EU does not want to have this whole control structure that they've been putting together unravel from the bottom up. And that's precisely what I think is going to happen. Meanwhile, we had yesterday, we had thousands of Catalonians taking to the streets and a mass uprising. And this was a general strike. It was at a standstill yesterday. They had strikes over the entire region. They had had, of course, just a couple of days earlier, more than 900 people injured. You saw the woman who was being dragged out by the police. She said they broke her fingers. One by one, she said she was sexually assaulted. And I don't know if that was something beyond what we saw them doing in terms of as they drug her out. She had a dress on. They drug her in a way that her dress hiked up. I don't know if that's what she was talking about or if there was something in addition to that, because, of course, people could not see the fact that they were breaking her fingers one by one as these jackbooted thugs from the Spanish national government were brutalizing all these different people. Meanwhile, we had the King of Spain. King Felipe VI said that the organizers had put themselves outside of the law. And this was something he went on television. It was viewed in Catalonia, and the BBC reported that it was not well received for a variety of reasons. He said that Catalan leaders who had organized a referendum showed their, quote, disrespect to the powers of the state. This is the full-on fascism. Now, you know, we throw these terms around like fascism and racism. We throw these things around. We cry wolf until real racism and real fascism doesn't really have any effect anymore. Everybody is a fascist to the left. If they disagree with you, you're a fascist. If you disagree with them, they call you fascist. They call you racist. But this is real fascism, folks. This is something that we saw for a long time in Spain. And then after the death of Ferdinand, they put in kings, and people had hoped that they would pull this back a little bit. But they say many Catalans were more concerned about what the king did not say. This is coming from the BBC's Patrick Jackson. He watched the address in a bar in a Barcelona city center. He said there were no words about the scenes of police beating voters on Sunday. There was no urgent appeal for dialogue between the Spanish and the Catalan governments. They don't want to, we don't have anything to say. You're going to do exactly what we tell you to do. We will define what the law is. You will have no say in this. And we then feel like we're justified to use any and all force against you to enforce our edicts. It's a dictatorship. So when you get together and you have an election, that's one thing. But and regardless of where these people are politically, I had some of the people on Twitter engage me on this and say, yeah, but these people, this is what they believe in. You know, we've had this, we've seen this over and over again. And, you know, we have places, we've had a lot of covert wars that the United States government has been involved in Central and South America because we didn't like the people that were going to be put in charge. And, you know, we had Smedley Butler say, I've gone to war for the United Fruit Company and other issues, interests. He says, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I've been basically the muscle for these guys. And whether it's something that is just as crude as that, or whether it's something that we don't want to see people who are going to be hostile in general to our government because they're going to be Marxists, I think that we should not get involved in those sorts of things. I think we ought to let the people, like the Venezuelans, go ahead, have your Marxist government and show everybody how socialism fails. So we don't have to go through that experiment. So we don't have to have a Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton in charge of our country. Let's let the Maduros and the Chavez's illustrate to us what a failure that economic system is. And let's let the people in Spain, as you're watching that video, if you're watching the video feed, let's let the Spanish government illustrate to us what fascism truly is. Shutting down elections. I don't think we should ever shut down elections. I don't think we should overthrow governments because we don't agree with them politically. Let them fail. We have the ability, we have the largest military in the world. We got more people in our military than all the rest of the countries combined. We certainly can't protect our borders. We don't need to go into other countries and tell them what to do. Or, as our founders pointed out, we are not seeking monsters abroad that we can destroy. That is the path of empire and of destruction. And it is the path that we have been on since 1861. But this is what the reporter who was at the Barcelona City Center said. He said there were no words about the scenes of police beating voters on Sunday. There was no urgent appeal for dialogue between the Spanish and Catalan governments. No acknowledgement of the real hunger here for independence or at least a proper legal referendum, and not even a word or two in Catalan. In other words, simply the fist, as we saw over this last weekend. And he said when he got finished, the people in the bar, just jeered and then went on talking about other stuff. They're not impressed. And they have announced that they are going to, move forward with independence. They had said before the election that they were going to, if they won the election, they were going to declare independence within 48 hours. That has not happened. The Catalan leader has now called for international mediation, because they're concerned about the fact that they don't have the ability, even at the national level, not with the local police and not at the national level, to withstand the military force of the central government. Do we want to allow ourselves to continue to go down that path, to be as helpless as the Catalans are against their central government? I don't think so. I know I don't want to go down that path. Maybe Americans do in post-9/11 America, because we don't value freedom. We don't value our ability to have any say-so over our lives. But as we saw yesterday, not only did they take to the streets in a general strike, but they also, by the hundreds of thousands, drove these jackbooted thugs from the national government out of their country, saying, get out. And so they're now calling for mediation. They're now saying that they're going to declare their independence in a couple of days. It'll be very interesting to see what happens. I'm very concerned about the safety of the people there. Unlike what happened in America, they don't have the ability to defend themselves or even to put up a fight. And we are seeing the Spanish government acting exactly like Abraham Lincoln. You have to think about this, because it's not only our past, it is our future. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thousands of years. years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we have on the phone with us now Dr. Steve Pachinik. He was going to join us in the last segment, but he had problems with Skype. We got him now over the phone. Dr. Pachinik, of course, is an MD, PhD, an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. His novels, many of them with Tom Clancy, are based on over 20 years' experience resolving international crises and hostage situations for the Department of State for 4 administrations. You can find him on the internet at stevepachinik.com and also on Twitter.
Steve Pachinik. Joining us now, we were going to talk about Catalonia as well as a shooting in Vegas, but since we just have Dr. Pachinik on for one segment, Dr. Pachinik, let's go straight to the shooting in Vegas. Your comments.
All right. Let me tell you, number one, why I can't get on the Internet. The reason is very simple. I'm being hacked. The reason why you're hearing me now is another person's phone call. So this is part of 9/11. They can call it conspiracy, but everything you said, David, is the same thing I said within 24 hours of 9/11. My CIA operatives admitted that they did it. I had the names of the people involved. They indicted Bush, Cheney, Chertoff, Giuliani, the Mossad operatives who blew up the building, and Condi, and as well as Colin Powell. And this is what happened. So what's happening now is a continuation. Sandy Hook, false flag. San Bernardino, false flag. Yesterday in Las Vegas, a complete false flag. It was absolute nonsense. You could hear the verbiage. You could hear the same setup as we had in Sandy Hook. The narrative is so predictable that no one was killed. There was no shooting. And in fact, what happened and the giveaway was this was the greatest killing at all time of America. That's distinctive of Trump. He has to have the most and the best. The sad part is that Trump fell into this system and he was co-opted by the Department of HS, CIA, and FBI. What we need to do in America now is demand the indictment of presidents, indictment of officials. I don't know if it'll happen, but this is enough reason to start a revolution. And I've said it from the day Alex Jones had me on the show. I said 9/11 was a criminal act. On behalf of the government, it was continued by Obama, continued by Hillary, continued now, unfortunately, by Trump. I'm very disappointed in him. There was no death, no killings, no shooter, absolutely nothing. And the reason
You're saying there was nobody killed in Las Vegas?
No, nobody, nothing. It was basically a total false flag. It was a total Sandy Hook phenomenon. The same thing that happened in Sandy Hook. The police co-opted, special force, whatever units were there, the FBI was co-opted. This is a classical false flag where nobody was shot. You look at some of the old critics, the actors that have been there. They were there in Sandy Hook, the same people who talked about murder and killing and the deaths. They were upset. So I know Alex was intimidated by Sandy Hook, and he said it really happened. It did not happen. I happen to have known the psychiatrist who claimed Adam Lanza was sick and he was scared. And Yale was scared. Now Nevada is scared. And what's happening is the government's coming in and creating these episodes as they did 9/11 in order to go to war, sustain a military economy, and sustain an internal repression of our people. And that's not going to
happen. Well, I agree with you that this is going to be used in very sinister ways. And we already see this happening. But I don't understand, I've talked to a lot of people who were there, and we've had people phoning this in. I mean, there's a lot of reports of, this is something that, we've had a lot of eyewitnesses saying that people were killed and, that they were there on the ground. This was a very large concert, that was happening. You saying that all of those people are in on a conspiracy? I don't understand what you're saying that, nobody died. I don't believe that nobody died.
Sandy Hook. How many people were killed in Sandy Hook?
Yeah, but that was a much different situation. That was much smaller than this. And we got a lot of people who were simultaneously reporting that and saying, they saw people shot.
22 people were killed in Sandy Hook plus six adults in a few seconds by a autistic kid. Where was the shooter?
Well, I agree about Sandy Hook, about maybe the issues of Sandy Hook, and I think there's a lot of questions about that. That was something that was much easier controlled than this situation where you've got, we've got video of people who have been shot, who are being shot, many, many eyewitness accounts because the number of people that were at that concert. I mean, we had over 20,000 people at that concert. They couldn't possibly be in on a false flag, could they? I don't understand the narrative that nobody was killed.
Well, from my point of view, you got another false flag. And what you have here is very simply a systematic co-optation by the federal government to do what they need to do. Whether you think somebody was killed or nobody was killed, it's still the same issue. In the Orlando situation, San Bernardino, nobody was killed either. This was all the false flag that was set up by the government. It's a constant effort on the police, not even a police state, to constantly get money for a war that we're in right now in Afghanistan. It's a distraction. It's certainly a...
Well, I agree that we need to keep our eyes on the ball as to what they're doing. I mean, we've already seen these types of TSA controls put in at the Wynn Hotel. They're talking about extending this everywhere. They're always looking for an opportunity to extend their point of control over us, whether that is gun control or transportation control or just control moving around. So they'll always will use whatever happens that way. But we got a lot of different types. And when we talk about a false flag, I mean, you got a situation where somebody allows something to happen that they knew was going to happen. They knew it was a bad actor, so they put the person in place, they let this thing run through. That's one kind of false flag. Another one is where everything is fake. Another one would be where they actually orchestrated it and did it for real, actually killed people, but they pretended that it was somebody else. I mean, that's a classic false flag. But you got so many different variations of this. I think it's very important for us to take a look at how they're going to use this. But I don't see any evidence. As a matter of fact, I see a lot of evidence that people really died in this. So whether or not this guy was the lone shooter, or whether or not there was some kind of a broader government conspiracy, or there are other actors that are involved in this, I think that's all interesting. I think the most important thing is we look at how this is going to be used, how it is already being used to change gun control legislation that would have lifted some restrictions on us, put some additional gun regulations on people in ways that they've never regulated guns, the way they're going to use this to control people in public spaces. I think those things are already happening. It may be useful for us to take a look at who is behind this, but I don't know. There's so many people that were witnesses on that. I think to say that nobody died there, I think that's going to work against us because I frankly don't believe that myself.
How many people believe 9/11 was a false flag and a stand down? At the time when I said it, within 24 hours, no one believed it. There was no one with me. What I'm trying to say to you...
Well, I agree, but I think people really died there. I don't think that the narrative that they gave us was true, but I do believe that 3,000 people died on 9/11. I believe people died here, even though I don't necessarily believe their narrative, and I'm still looking for answers, and I will continue to look for answers while we fight the controls that they try to put on us on the basis of that event.
What can I tell you? I mean, I'm just telling you, this is Sandy Hook all over. I mean, that's from my point of view. It's, again, you got non-shooter, you got somebody who's up there. I don't even know what they were shooting. They couldn't get it straight. He had 19 guns. He had 20 guns. This is all earmarks of Sandy Hook. You have an elaborate story about a shooter who may or may not have existed. His father was a criminal. I mean, this is nonsense, David. This is absolute nonsense in the narrative. And then we have a woman who went to the Middle East. But she went to the Philippines, and we had the same story in San Bernardino. How many were killed in San Bernardino? How many were killed in Orlando?
I agree that there's a lot of problems with this narrative. I've been saying from the very beginning, I don't believe their pat story about what happened there. That's why we're looking for answers. But I really do believe that this is the beginning of a rollout for the controls.
What I'm saying is that basically, starting from 9/11, we have not changed our narrative. We have not changed our attitude to criminal behavior on the part of the U.S. government. And at the same time, the American public has done nothing to make the individuals involved in all of these false flags and all these narratives, whether you believe somebody got killed and nobody got killed. I mean, look, they intimidated Alex Jones into thinking that people really died in Sandy Hook. Now explain how that happened.
Yeah, I understand. I still have...
Alex Jones was intimidated that nobody was killed. None.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you on Sandy Hook, but I certainly think that people were killed here. It's absolutely...
Answer the question. How did they intimidate Alex Jones?
I don't think that he was intimidated. I think he's looking at this. I think he backed off of it a bit because when you look at these events, it's very hard to determine exactly what happened. I certainly believe that Sandy Hook was a full-blown false flag. But I believe that people died here based on what I have seen. I think there's a lot of witnesses to this event. But thank you for joining us. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Steve Pachinik. That's it for today's news. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up. We'll